Robert Palmer on Wild Coast Radio. Simply Irresistible brings us to 10 minutes and a little bit of change past 8 o'clock. And it is time to talk, as we do on a Tuesday, to the Heart and Stroke Foundation. We've got Kinza on the line. And Kinza, very good morning and welcome to the show on this Tuesday morning.
Good morning, Wayne, to you and your listeners. Yeah, it's good to be back.
Yes, after a nice break. I hope you had a good break and everybody at the Heart and Stroke Foundation had a good break. But today we're talking about omega-3 and omega-6. The fats, what are omega-3 and omega-6 fats?
So essentially, there are three main types of fats. There's obviously, we're always speaking about the bad fats, which are saturated and trans fats. And these are the fats, as we know, we need to stay clear of or at least limit. Mm-hmm. The third type is the unsaturated fats, which are our good fats. And under the unsaturated fats, there's two types, monounsaturated fats and polyunsaturated fats.
Okay.
Both of these are regarded as good, and they need to be included sparingly in the diet. When we look specifically at omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids, these are what fall under the polyunsaturated fatty acids.
Mm.
And basically, the number is just sort of indicates the position of the carbon-carbon double bond. It's all about the chemistry.
Okay.
But essentially, the position determines the fat molecule shape, which then obviously influences the function that the fat has in the body.
Right.
So essentially, omega-3 and omega-6s are the good fats that we definitely need to have in our diets.
Okay. And they often referred to as essential. What does this mean, that we need to have them? It's essential to have them in the body.
So essential means, yes, they are required by the body for certain functions, but the body cannot make them on its own.
Ah.
So we need to actually attain them from foods we consume. And this is why it's very important to firstly know which nutrients are essential, and secondly, which foods we should be eating to ensure that we're getting those nutrients. So that's basically what essential
okay,
means.
Okay, right. So they are essential. And what is the importance of omega-3 fats?
So one of the very important functions is that they needed to build cell membranes throughout the body. So, you know, the cell walls that make up all the cells, millions of cells in our body. They also provide the starting point for making hormones that regulate blood clotting, contraction, and relaxation of our artery walls, as well as inflammation. And in addition, they can bind to certain receptors in our cells and also regulate genetic function. So due to these many effects, omega-3 fats have actually been found to prevent heart diseases and strokes, and may also help to control other conditions such as lupus and rheumatoid arthritis. And they may also play protective roles in cancer and other conditions. Very recent research has actually shown that omega-3 can actually assist in reducing blood pressure.
Okay.
So it's one of those good fats which the evidence just keeps coming out about it.
Right. So obviously a lot of research taking place. And there's been controversy regarding the consumption of omega-6 fats. Should we be consuming omega-6, or is it something that you need a certain amount of and too much of it is probably not good for you?
So omega-6s are also important. They particularly important because they help lower the harmful LDL cholesterol, and they also boost the protective HDL cholesterol. They also keep blood sugar in check by improving the body's sensitivity to insulin.
Okay.
But the recommendation is to firstly replace saturated and trans fats with unsaturated fats, be it omega-6 fats.
Mm.
And further to this, the focus should be on having more omega-3s than omega-6s. But I think over the years, there's been a lot of kind of downplay on omega-6, but they're just as important.
Mm.
But I think the starting point would definitely be, you know, first you need to identify, okay, these are the bad fats in my diet. I need to replace them with ABC, which are better
right,
fats.
Right. And Kinza, what foods should we be eating to get all these fats and all the important, you know, things that we need from them?
So foods high in omega-3 include your oily fishes, such as your salmon, your herring, mackerel. They are unfortunately quite costly fish, but there are cheaper options like sardines and pilchards. But you also have other options like your fish oil or your flaxseed oil, flax seeds, walnuts, and chia seeds is also very, very high in omega-3s. If we look at omega-6s, these include our sunflower oils, sunflower seeds, pumpkin seeds. And as mentioned before, these are fats. And although they are required by a body, they only need to be eaten sparingly because they are, after all, fats and they are energy dense. So, for example, if we're looking at nuts and seeds, we only require a handful. And when it comes to oils, then we need to just keep that recommendation of 1 teaspoon per person.
Right.
So it's not a lot that we need. We just need a little bit, but we definitely do need it.
You do need it. And talking about fish oil supplements to get omega-3, is this advisable?
So, as with all supplements, it only comes down to is it required and why?
Okay.
So, these questions need to be answered, you know, with the assistance of a healthcare professional. Research has illustrated that eating fatty fish weekly provides protection against heart disease. There have been many studies to show that taking a supplement provides the same protection. However, it's important just to bear in mind that there is a certain amount that will reap the benefit, and higher dosages, such as found in supplements, may not further reduce the risk. So omega-3 supplements can also act sometimes as a mild blood thinner, and this can increase the risk of bleeding. They can also maybe interact with other medications you may be taking.
Yeah.
So the long and short of it is that supplements definitely have their place in certain scenarios, but it's important to have a thorough investigation and a discussion as to whether it is needed as a first line, or if we can look at foods first.
Right. So that needs to be, as you say, you need to consult a professional before you just go out and go to the health shop or wherever and just buy a whole lot of supplements because you feel that you need it. And Kinza, talking about professionals, where can somebody go to get more information about what we've chatted about and all the other functions and information that the Heart and Stroke Foundation actually provides?
So, as always, our website is, you know, as all the information, we're constantly updating it also. That's www.heartfoundation.co.za. And we're also very active on our social media pages. That's Facebook and Instagram. And the public is also more than welcome to get hold of us directly on our health chat line. And the number for that is 021-422-1586.
Great. Well, Kinza, thank you very, very much for chatting to us. And we will have this podcast on our website as well later on today. So if you missed details, then just pop onto wildcoastradio.co.za for the details. Kinza, have a good week, and we'll chat to you or one of your colleagues again next week.
Yes, thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.
Same to you.
That's Kinza Hussain from the Heart and Stroke Foundation talking to us today about omega-3 and omega-6 fats and why you need them. You're listening to the Wild Coast Wake Up. Very good morning to you.